With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Following the failure to reach a deal at U.S.-Iran peace talks, the U.S. military is imposing a naval blockade on Iranian ports in the Strait of Hormuz. Uncertainty over oil exports has driven crude prices back above $100 per barrel. There have been more U.S. strikes on suspected drug-running boats.
The U.S. military says it blew up two boats accused of smuggling drugs in the eastern Pacific Ocean and says the strike killed a total of five people, leaving one survivor. The attacks are part of the Trump administration's campaign against alleged traffickers in Latin America. The latest strikes bring the total number of people killed in boat strikes by the U.S. military to at least 168 people. The Trump administration began targeting those it calls narco-terrorists in early September. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump's $10 billion defamation lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal dismissed by a federal judge.
The president filed a lawsuit last summer against the newspaper and owner Rupert Murdoch over a story connecting him to Jeffrey Epstein. The article described a sexually suggestive letter that the newspaper said bore Donald Trump's signature. In turning away the lawsuit, U.S. District Judge Darren Gales in Florida wrote that the president had failed to make the argument that the article was published with the intent to be malicious, but gave him a chance to file an amended complaint. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In the face of criticism from President Trump, Pope Leo says he'll continue speaking out for peace. President Trump says there would be no peace if Iran got a nuclear weapon. Used home sales fell last month, falling to their slowest pace in 9 months. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow down 182 points, while the Nasdaq is 37 points higher. This is SRN News. Americans are turning sour on Israel.
According to the latest numbers from the Pew Research Center, 60% of adults have a negative view of the Jewish state, up from 53% 1 year ago and up 20 points from 2022. Democrats are a lot more down on Israel than Republicans. 80% of Democrats have a negative view versus 41% of Republicans. Amongst religious groups in this country, white evangelicals and Jews have the most positive views of Israel. Michael Harrington reporting.
The faith-based artificial intelligence market is expanding, and with it comes new concerns on the part of pastors and theologians. One of the more troubling offerings is an AI Christ that offers prayer and words of encouragement for $2 a minute. As AI tools designed with religion in mind become increasingly common, many are reckoning with how these technologies shape people's relationship to faith and spiritual guidance. This is SRN News. Water woes in one coastal city on the Gulf of America.
Corpus Christi, Texas is on the verge of a water crisis. Years of drought have depleted the community's water reserves, and now the city is scrambling to prevent a shortage. Experts hadn't expected such a bad drought, and things got worse when Corpus Christi increased its water sales to big industrial customers. City Manager Peter Zanoni says it's unlikely the city will run out of water, but without significant rainfall or new sources, residents may have to cut back on water use, and the city's refineries and petrochemical plants would have to operate with less water. I'm Donna Warder.
California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell has suspended his gubernatorial campaign amid a rash of sexual misconduct allegations against him. He denies any wrongdoing. More details at SRNNews.com.